Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. Armed American Radio Network. Armed and American and radio are all American ideals, cool things. So welcome to the show. Reno, Nevada. Nevada, you got some all kinds of stuff going on. We're going to talk about a story with a college campus situation out there and a woman, young lady in your neck of the woods who makes one heck of a case about the right to keep and bear arms on campus. I wouldn't want to be on the other side of the argument. Never have understood that anyway. Don't get it. I mean, call me stupid. Great analogy. Wouldn't want to be Woody from Toy Story walking around with an empty holster. Wouldn't make me feel too safe. Reach for the sky. Doesn't work that way in real life. Florida stories just keep coming out of the woodwork. Keep coming out of the woodwork. We have a Bonehead of the Week award. We will get to the Bonehead of the Week award here during the roundtable. I promise you, it's one that will just make your, because I've been following the stories down in the West Palm Beach area, and it's enough to make you just want to pull your hair out of your head, quite literally, and scream. If you've got a laptop computer and you read the story, you just want to fold the lid up and throw it outside in the creek like a frisbee, because you just can't believe that these people, that this stupidity, the utter stupidity, I mean, you've got to call it what it is. It is just utter stupidity. That'll be a fun one. You don't want to miss that. Here's another one from Florida. Report, Ivy League-bound teen girl pistol whips mom, demands Nissan Z. Did you hear about this? A 17-year-old girl from Fort Myers, Florida, allegedly, I love that, allegedly, pistol whipped her mom into buying her a 2004 Nissan 350Z. You see this? An Ivy League-bound honor student at the prestigious, they say prestigious, Canterbury School. She reportedly lost control when her mom refused to co-sign a car loan for her. Went home, grabbed a 9mm SIG, hit her mom with it, pistol-whipped her mom with it, and demanded that her mom take her to the dealership. The mom complied. The daughter was armed. They got home, and she get this. She signed off on the car. And when she got home, mom called the police. Now this is crazy stuff, folks. Crazy stuff. But now the daughter, get this, in Florida, has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. I guess just maim, maybe, by beating her in the head with it. I don't know. Unlawful possession of a firearm by a person younger than 18 and battery. And get this, the gun was found to be one of three stolen weapons from a Lee County, Florida Port Authority employee. What? Did she go home and get it from her mom? Did she have the gun? Did she have the stolen gun, this honor student? But I do know for a fact that aggravated assault in Florida is a minimum mandatory 3 years in El Slamo. Not a good thing. I think her education might be a little bit different than what she expected. That's for sure. Okay, if you want to participate on the show, this is the Roundtable, the funnest hour in radio. We held our guest over. Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Travis is sticking around with us. The conversation is intense, and it's things that we're talking about that you need to hear about. If you have not made a decision to carry a firearm, you've been on the fence, hopefully this will sway you in that direction. You have a right as a law-abiding American citizen granted to you, recognized, I should say, not granted to you, recognized by the Constitution to carry a gun, keep and bear arms, that's what it means, in defense of your life and use it if necessary. In fact, if you listen to some of these studies, a gun, a firearm in the hands of a law-abiding citizen is used up to 2.5 million times a year to stop a criminal attack against a person. I know I used mine to do that. I'm part of that statistic. Never had to fire a shot, which is the case in about 95% of those cases. Imagine that. Huh. Ask me sometime. I'll be more than happy to tell you about what happened to me. In fact, you can read about it in my book, Lessons from Armed America. It's chapter one. Check it out at lessonsfromarmedamerica.com. Might as well give that a plug. Let's welcome back our guest, Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Travis. Travis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Okay, man. I got to tell you that during the break, I was talking with Sean a little bit, my producer, and reading some of the emails that are coming in, and it is really disturbing to hear some of the things that you talked about in the previous hour, and that is the fact that what really hit home with me was when you mentioned that, look, I carry a gun. I know who's out on the street. I see him. I know the system doesn't work. I know it's broken. And I guess when I was leading up to you in the first hour of the show, I said, you know, that you understand who we're rubbing elbows with at the grocery store. You know, they're out there. And I had to make the point, because we see this on the news all the time, Travis, that, you know, people walk around with blinders on all day long. It's not going to happen to me. You know, it's not going to this kind of stuff happens to other people. Car wrecks don't happen to me. No. I don't drive on that side of the road. I have a gate in front of my house. I live in a really nice neighborhood.
Not a fence, just a gate.
Yeah, not a fence, just a gate in my neighborhood. Yeah, that one I had to say was funny. But, you know, I'm in a gated community. Doesn't happen to me. They couldn't get in if they wanted to. Well, they do. They do. So, as a prosecutor, what's your advice for my listener right now on Armed American Radio that has been thinking about getting a gun, wants to, understands what's going on, picks up the paper, reads it, knows what's happening on the streets? What's your advice to that individual?
Well, obviously, if they've listened to your show at all, this is one of those situations. It's better to have it and not need it than need it, not have it. And as you preach and as everybody knows, anybody who seeks to do you harm is planning this out ahead of time, and they are going to attempt to do so by taking you by surprise and by showing force, catch you off guard and not give you time to react. I don't know if it's just me, but personally, carrying a weapon, I think, makes me more alert than before I carried a weapon. And I guess it's just the mentality of, you know why you're carrying, because something bad can happen. So you become more aware of your surroundings. You think twice about where to go and where not to go and when to go there. And personally, I feel like carrying a weapon actually helps protect you just because of your new state of mind, because that helps you stay out of situations that you don't want to be in the first place. And just the statistic you just mentioned, for 2.5 million people a year to use those weapons, but 95% of them never pull the trigger, I mean, that's huge. That gets everybody out of the harmful situation safely, and that's the goal. But if you're going to carry it, know how to use it, and don't be scared to use it, because as soon as you decide that you're going to be timid about it, is when you give the other guy the opportunity to not be timid.
Well, Sam Colt made us all equal, and I don't understand the mentality of the individual who, just come out and say it, because it's what I believe, and I can, because it's my show. If you're listening to me right now, and you are driving home with your family, maybe get your kids in your car. Maybe you're on your way home from vacation, a lot of areas of the country, it's spring break this week. And you're unarmed, or you are heading to a residence that doesn't have a weapon in it of any sort. I don't understand you. I don't understand the man who cannot provide for the defense of his family. I don't understand that. I don't understand for the woman who is capable of handling a firearm, which is all of you. Maybe you're a single mom for whatever reason. I don't understand, not just to have kids. It's not just for kids. It's your own self-preservation, which is human nature. Fight or flight. If you're forced to fight, I can't imagine not having the ability to defend yourself. That's a foreign concept to me. I can't wrap my head around that. Maybe it's because of what happened to me back in 2002. I don't know. But I couldn't wrap my head around it then either. I don't know. And I mean, I, you know, come from a nice background, lived in nice neighborhoods. But I still knew that it could happen to me. And it can happen to you. Bad things happen to good people. You need to be prepared. Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Those are the topics that we talk about all the time here on Armed American Radio. Be prepared. We'll be right back with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, going to join the discussion. See you in a second.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, I'm retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. Do you have a son or daughter in college or heading to college? College students face a 1 in 4 chance of being assaulted, yet the majority of colleges do not allow firearms on campus. Sealed Mindset's 15 Seconds to Safety online program will arm your children with the knowledge to identify problems and the actions necessary to stay safe. Protect your loved ones now at www.sealedmindset.com. That's www.sealedmindset.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
We are talking to Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Travis here on the Armed American Radio Network. And I got to tell you, it's a disturbing conversation. It's not anything that I didn't already know, and it's not anything you didn't already know. You're very well aware that we have a terrible, terrible problem here in America with the judicial system, recidivism, turning people out, the same people coming back, prosecutors frustrated, judges frustrated, law enforcement frustrated. And I talk to these people in this line of work all the time, and it is a really, really bad problem. And Travis, first off, I would like to welcome you back to the show and thank you for holding over. Appreciate it very much.
Sure.
I want to read you an email I got that did not make it, and I waited to publicize this email until the magazine came out. I'm not the editor, so I can't tell you, you know, what's going to come in. But I did respond to the editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, which, by the way, folks, if you carry a concealed handgun and you're not reading Concealed Carry Magazine, shame on you. Join the USCCA and get it. It's the number one gun rag on the planet for those of us who have made a decision to carry a firearm. But I want you, Travis, to listen to this email because it is the only negative response that I got to the column. And he wrote it to the founder. He wrote it to Tim Schmidt, not to me. It was forwarded to me from the editors. Tim, I thoroughly enjoy your magazine. The articles are timely, well-researched, and are a wonderful benefit for us as members. Having attended the blank defensive handgun course has further increased my sensitivity to and acceptance of the topics you promote. The article "I've Had Enough, Have You" is an exception. The mentality displayed and seemingly promoted by our organization through the article is much less than ideal. I believe that a mentality that promotes seeing others, including criminals, as garbage, scumbags, dirtbags, loser, human garbage, etc., devalues human life and is not a mentality that promotes a rational mindset of the responsible armed citizen. This strikes me as vigilante in nature and promotes eliminating a threat instead of stopping a threat. We can never assume to be judge, jury, and executioner, even when confronted with a life or death situation. Although I can fully appreciate the feelings of the author, minimum force must be the standard in use of force and justice left to the court system. The verbal enticement of this article doesn't seem to support either of those philosophies. He's a member of the USCCA. I will not give his name out on the air. However, now that that letter did not make it to print, my response by email will be going to him. And basically, in a nutshell, it says that the sensitivity that you want to portray is real nice and do-goody, feel-goody. That's real good and real goody. Because your attacker is going to try to murder you and is not going to be sensitive to you and your needs or the cut on your head or to your throat or to the gunshot wound he is going to instill in you as he tries to do whatever it is he is trying to do to you. So you can feel comfortable about it when you try to shoot him in the kneecap. My response to this individual is, I appreciate you being a member of USCCA. We disagree vehemently here because your attacker will not attempt to use minimum force as you will attempt to do. And if you are naive enough to think that a violent encounter against you by a violent individual is going to be minimal force to take your wallet, you, sir, need to rethink your decision to carry a firearm for personal defense, because unless you are of the combat mindset and are prepared to use overwhelming deadly force to stop the attack against you, you will be killed. And I would like to get your response to that, Travis.
It's kind of a shame. That's my initial response, because it's a shame that somebody who obviously is well-spoken and I would assume fairly intelligent doesn't get the obvious flaw, and that is what you pointed out. If I ever find myself in a fair fight, I'm going to be really nervous. I don't want to be in a fair fight. I want to be the one that takes control if it ever comes to that. And I pray
you want to avoid it at all costs.
Certainly. I pray it never comes to that. But just as you pointed out, you don't have muggers or burglars requesting your items. That's not their MO. That's not what they do. They take what they want. And anybody who resists in any shape, form, or fashion, that resistance inevitably is going to be met with force. And I don't understand why somebody who would even read that magazine or carry a weapon would be of the mindset that they're going to use their own weapon to minimally, in minimal force, to try to get the situation under control. It's just, it's not going to happen like that.
We're not talking about a movie here. Now, I would like to point out that I did, in fact, use the terms garbage, scumbag, dirtbag, loser, human garbage, etc., not to devalue human life. My response is that when the individual makes the decision to attack you, strip you of your life, liberty, and properties, that is exactly what they are. They have lost their right to breathe.
Absolutely. I've had a deep conversation with friends and family members about this very topic. And, you know, I've met with some people who have said, well, maybe I would just try to shoot them in the leg or shoot them in the shoulder or something like that.
Why not just tell them to reach for the sky?
Exactly.
How about we tell them to reach for the sky? Yeah. Why don't we do that? Reach for the sky. I've got a snake in my boot because this is naivety.
Yeah, it's just, it's not going to happen like that. And I'm dumbfounded that somebody would believe that that's the case.
Want to get a really good perspective from somebody? Listen to the mad ogre, George Hill, jump in here, because I know he's chomping at the bit. I can't see him, but I can sense him and I can feel him, and he's wanting to get involved in this. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome to the roundtable with Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Travis. And Mark, how you doing?
It is a pleasure and a privilege, as always. Man, there's been so much going on this week. don't even know where to start.
Well, how about you start with, I've got about 2 minutes. I want to hear your response to that letter that just came in response to my column about how you want to use minimal force, and we can feel all sensitive to the guy who's trying to cut your throat.
You know, it's a moral obligation, and we get this model from nature. Anybody that's watched Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, if you've got a mama bear, she is the most dangerous thing in the woods because she's protecting her cubs. Well, any mother that's armed protecting her family, any man that's armed protecting his family, it is his moral obligation and his duty to the natural order of things to defend his family and loved ones with every ounce that he is capable of doing that. That's just my take.
Okay, now I find it's outstanding that this individual, I won't name the school that he mentioned that he attended, but I'm glad he did. You know, I've taken professional training myself, and I would encourage anyone who carries a firearm to take some level of professional training, be it you want to start out with an NRA instruction course and work your way up to some of the big gunfighting schools. They're a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We've got Sealed Mindset.
Right.
As a sponsor, we've got Rod Pinkus with ICE.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than those guys.
No.
But I can't believe that they're going to tell you. Well, I know they're not going to tell you. Try to shoot him in the calf and run away. It doesn't work that way. You have got to shoot to stop a threat. So I was disappointed in the email I got. Hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion. You can make up your own mind. Do you want to shoot, or do you want to do a Woody that says, reach for the sky? Your call. This is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back with Travis and George Hill. Thanks.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Think about your important computer files, photos, financial records, contact lists. They may be saved on your computer, but they're not safe. You could lose them in an instant, and just about everybody has at some point because of a computer crash, virus, or accidental deletion. That's why I have Carbonite Online Backup for my computer. Carbonite automatically backs up the files on your PC or Mac whenever you're connected to the internet, so you don't have to think about it. It takes just minutes to get started, and it's easy to restore any lost files. All for less than $5 a month, $55 a year for unlimited backup. Plus, get anytime, anywhere access to your backed up files from any computer or from your smartphone with a free Carbonite app. Go to Carbonite.com today. Use my offer code Prager for this special offer. A 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Enter offer code Prager.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. I see Monique on the playground. And she's, well, stubborn, Julie told the teacher. She waits for others to invite her in. Then she wants everything her way, or she pouts. A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player. Openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. We have an email here. You shouldn't be mean to that writer. You were mean to him. Well, if you didn't read the column, I'm really going to reserve my comments because I don't have time to read the whole column to you. But I would highly recommend that you go ahead to the column. But, you know, it's not. Go ahead and read it before you comment on it, quite frankly. But yeah, there's nothing mean about being honest when you're talking about carrying a firearm to defend your life. George, am I right? George? George, are you there? I can hear you.
Are you there?
Yeah, there you are.
You can
okay.
hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Remember, you're on live radio. Hey, listen, I was saying in response to an email that said I was mean to the letter writer that when you're talking about carrying a deadly firearm and the ability and having the ability to use deadly force, that we're not trying to be nice here.
No,
we're trying to tell it like it is. You're carrying a firearm.
Exactly. We're not being mean. We're being blunt and honest.
Gunfire is violent.
Telling me that I need to put down my guns and maybe call 911 when law enforcement's probably 20 minutes away? Who's being mean? I mean,
look, I've played the 911 tapes here before of people who were waiting on the phone for the law enforcement officers to arrive.
We've
and then you could hear the gunfire in the background. We've played them a couple times on this program, and I'll play them again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a refresher course, no problem. We've got the tapes. I'd be more than happy to play it for you. But I want to remind you that they're disturbing to listen to, but it is reality. Self-defense can be violent. Attacks against you are violent. Now, I'm going to get tons of emails. I can't wait. Can't wait to read them next week. I might even let it go 2 weeks and let the kooks build up 2 weeks worth of emails coming in about, I can't believe you're talking about killing people on the air. I can't believe you're talking about using a gun. I can't believe it. You're talking about shooting people. Oh, my gosh.
Well, wait a second. Now, we're not talking about killing people. We're talking about stopping a threat in order to save lives. The life of a criminal is only in jeopardy because of the choice of the criminal's purposes.
Let me repeat myself. When the criminal made the decision to deprive you of life and liberty, he lost his right to his.
That's right.
If death results as a result of you using deadly force, and let's not sugarcoat this, a firearm is deadly force. You have a right to respond under your respective state laws, of course, with deadly force. And it is your responsibility to know what those laws are. Let's bring Travis in here, our deputy prosecuting attorney. No one knows better than you, Travis, that everybody's got the responsibility to know what their state laws are, of course.
Absolutely.
And to abide by those state laws. When your life is on the line, when you pull a firearm, you are using deadly force. Death can result from that. The object, and I will clarify this with the member who wrote the response to me, is, you know, as George said, our objective is not to kill that person. Our objective is to stop the threat. If death results, so be it. That was his decision or her decision, not mine. Agree or disagree?
I totally agree. And, it's not a decision that can be made lightly, but you have to be prepared to make that decision in a split second because the decision's already made on the other end. And you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself and your family and your loved ones.
And the law recognizes that as justifiable homicide in the event that you have to defend your life lawfully. Is that not the case?
In general, yes. Okay. There's very few states that I'm aware of that actually have a full retreat law that says that you even have to get out of your house. And in fact, those may have gone by the wayside.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, most of those are moving towards the Castle Doctrine again,
right.
Pioneered by Florida. Travis, I want to thank you very much for joining the Armed American Radio Network. I know you have to go, and I want to thank you very much for staying over. I would also like to formally request that you come back on the program in the very near future. Fascinating discussion with you.
I appreciate that, Mark.
Okay.
I'd be glad to, and it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Travis. We will have him back. That is a great conversation. Very intense. George, it's me and you.
You know, Travis was a great guest to have, and I appreciate his perspective. Listening to him talk, you can tell he's very passionate about justice and the rule of law. And, you know, that's exactly the kind of men that we need in the system that are working as best as they can to make things right. So I really appreciate his efforts.
Very disheartening to hear stuff coming from an individual, coming from a man who knew what he wanted to do. You know, we've all had it. We all got the itch. We've all bitten into that steak and went, oh, man, I'm a steak lover. You know?
Exactly.
Or, ooh, I like to wear fur coats. Or, ooh, that SUV works for me.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
He's
I could go in that direction.
Yeah. He's got the same drive that every police officer I know that when they joined the police department, they joined with a higher sense of purpose. They wanted to help people genuinely and to the core. And it's, you know, it's sad to see that, you know, these guys are struggling because the way the system is, they can't affect justice according to...
No, very frustrating. Listen, I had a number of conversations with Travis off the air in preparation for the show today by email and back and forth. And the frustration that is so common amongst not just him as a prosecutor, but let's lump everybody together so that you understand where I'm going here. And that is, I want you to take the entire system, and I want you to think about the entire system as a whole. the prosecutors. Well, start with law enforcement, the men and women on the street who enact the arrest, who make the arrest, who bring the bad guy to the system. And then the prosecution team. And sometimes these people spend days, weeks, months building cases. And then, of course, we have the judge and the jury. So when we lump all of this together, and let's not forget the prison system itself. And as you heard in his case, the overcrowding, which is a problem all over the country, and nobody wants to, not in my backyard syndrome. But the fact, George, that all three or four of these pieces of the puzzle are so very frustrated and can't seem to get a grip on what's happening and why these people are being turned out. Listen, you can go to any newspaper anywhere in the country that you're listening, anywhere in the country that you're listening to Armed American Radio, and you can read these stories all day long. And at the bottom of the story, you're going to see in better of 95, maybe nine, maybe even 99, I'll even jump that route, say 99% of the cases, you're going to see that these individuals who perpetrate these crimes have a laundry list and a multiple year history.
Absolutely.
And you know, it is a very frustrating thing, a very frustrating thing. George, I want to go to, can we go to a bonehead?
Absolutely. Let's see. You know, I couldn't even begin to pick one this week. There are so many.
No, I did pick one. I won't even give you the option.
I know we can rely on you. We know we can rely on you to find that one, the one supreme bonehead of the week. And it's not Al Gore this time.
Have you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Scott Oberlink?
Oberlink.
No, you haven't. Scott Oberlink lives a very quiet life down in South Florida. The boneheads coming out of Florida are just incredible, and I think we might run out of time here. So they really are, and I know I've been picking on them, but this comes back out of West Palm Beach area. It comes back out of that southeast Florida corner down there, where you now have Indian River County. It was brought to them by the attention. If you remember, I was talking about Palm Beach County down there and the Palm Beach County Commission and how they ignored state law for two decades when it came to having laws enacted in the county that stepped over their boundaries of state preemption laws. And I hear music. So when we come back, I'll tell you what's going on in Indian River County down there, and we'll give Scott Oberlink the much coveted Bonehead of the Week Award. Stick around.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. And we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Extreme Shock, the leaders in innovative lethal bullet technology, introduces the new 38 Snubby, a 55-grain bullet traveling at an impressive 1,350 feet per second from a snub-nose revolver, a lightweight, low-recoil round designed to give massive fragmentation inside of soft tissue without the stinging recoil of standard hollow-point ammo. Great for seniors or ladies where recoil could be a problem. Extreme Shock 38 Snubby. Put the sting on the other end. Check out the high-speed video at ExtremeShockUSA.net. The return of a classic. It's been over 20 years since we introduced the Para P1445. Now, as we celebrate 100 years of the 1911 design, you asked us to bring it back and we listened. Introducing the original high-capacity 45 ACP 1911, the Para P1445. We've also added a fiber optic front sight to the P1445, giving you 14-round capacity with the best 3-dot sight system in the world. For more information and to see this legendary pistol, visit para-usa.com. That's para-usa.com.
If you're looking for a small pocket gun that delivers the power of the 32 ACP with less recoil, you've found it in the North American Arms 25 NAA Guardian. Like its larger cousin, the 32 NAA Guardian, the 25 NAA outperforms many larger guns. At 1,200 feet per second, the 25 NAA delivers 20% more energy than larger 32 ACP cartridges, making it the perfect choice when a smaller pocket pistol is required for your carry needs. For more information on the 25 NAA Guardian, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
I believe it, and part of redefining weekend talk radio is we're running out of time, so I want to jump right into this. I want to give this gentleman, Scott Oberlink, the much-coveted Bonehead of the Week Award. So I'll go through this quickly because I have an email here that I have got to read to you. Scott Oberlink finds it hard to believe that there were only two people who came out against the county commission in Indian River County voting to comply with state law. What is that you say? Huh? Wait a minute. That's right. You see, down in West Palm Beach, the West Palm Beach County Commission decided, hey, we better start following state law. We've been breaking state law for all these years by not allowing concealed weapons permit holders in Florida to carry in parks. We've got caught. So now we're just going to deny it. We didn't know anything about it. You know, the typical lie. Repeat it long enough, it becomes the truth. We didn't know. We didn't know we were doing it. Now we have Indian River County, who obviously woke up and went, oh, you know what? We've been doing the same thing, golly. So they hold a vote, which is absurd when you think about it on the surface anyway, that they have to hold a vote to comply with state law, but they have to because that's the way these bureaucracies work. Let's vote and form a committee to form a committee and vote. So they do. And this guy shows up and he says, I just felt like I couldn't let it go unchecked. What? Scott Oberlink, you couldn't let the county commission voting to follow state law go unchecked? But it gets better. Because Oberlink says he owns a gun and is not anti-gun by any stretch, but as the father of two young sons, he believes allowing concealed weapons in parks and beaches is too much of a safety risk for the average citizen. So he doesn't trust himself as a law-abiding Florida concealed weapons permit holder in a park? Or does he trust himself and not other law-abiding citizens? Because that's, of course, who we're talking about, Mr. Oberlink. You, sir, are the winner of this week's Armed American Radio's much-coveted Bonehead of the Week Award. And might I recommend that you cut your Florida concealed weapons license in half and throw it away where it belongs? Because you, sir, are not worthy. George, quick comment.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I remember, you know, a long time ago, it was cool to say racist jokes, and then the person would say, no, it's okay, because I've got a friend who's black or Chinese or Japanese or Jewish or whatever the joke is about, as if that's an excuse. It's like, oh, I've got a gun, so it's okay, I can be against them. But I'm not really against them. But just in this case, you know, that doesn't fly.
No, and we have something else that we're just running out of time. We went over with the deputy prosecuting attorney, so bear with us. Nevada, we have a great story about a young lady out there who I promise we will get to. It is much inspiring. In fact, I might use this time before the next program to try to bring her on the air. But she is coming out and is a tremendous advocate for campus carry. And we will get to that, I promise. We might not get to it today, unfortunately, but we will get to it next week. So hang in there. Some very, very inspiring story. Also, California, did you see this? Did you see this? You know, we were talking about the the sheeple effect. You know, you continue to vote for Barney Frank, you get Barney Frank. You vote for the anti-gun Boston mayor Menino, you get the anti-gun mayor Menino and his ban. Line them all up. They're all sheep. Line them up. We're going to ban sodas. You can't drink them because I don't think you should.
But it's
I'm the
okay
mayor. But it's okay to drink
alcohol.
Liquor at the park, yeah, because yeah. We're going to get state tax revenue because I'm an elitist hypocrite. It's unbelievable.
You know, it's kind of like one of my
George, hold, I need you to hold the thought. Hold the thought. Okay. I'm on a roll. And that is, did you see the legislature in California voted to allow themselves the right to carry gun in the courthouses?
Oh, yeah.
Did you
oh,
see
yeah.
that?
Yeah, it's okay for them.
Yeah, because they're more important.
They're elite.
Well, they're more important than the guy who takes the proceeds from his vending machine business, which fortunately isn't in Boston, doesn't own a vending machine in the state house because they wouldn't be allowed to carry the sodas anymore. But he takes those bags of money to the store to the bank from his vending machines and is at risk of being robbed. But it's not important for him. But because they want to put themselves on a par with Giffords and use this as an excuse, yet again we have political grandstanding hypocrites. So having said that, I will move on to an email because we are running out of time, and this email is a good one. Mr. Walters, my name is Rich. I'll get you his last name next week because I'm going to see if he wants to come on the show. I was arrested on 5/16/2010 for lawful open carry of a firearm in Wallingford, Connecticut. I have been working long and hard on bringing open carry to the daylight in Connecticut. Indeed, many people cannot believe open carry is legal in Connecticut and that we actually have rights here, but we do. For many years, our local and state police have threatened lawful carriers of firearms with arrest, usually breach of peace, and other punishments. We have continually found no legal basis for their threats in Connecticut. When I was arrested on 5/16/2010, the police figured this out too late and decided to up their bluff with a charge of disorderly conduct with no probable cause at all. My charge was dismissed immediately by the state's attorney, but of course was already set. Now I am trying to do good things from my bad fortune, and I am trying to get a lawsuit through to hopefully establish sufficient case law here in Connecticut. I am also hoping to use any proceeds that may be gained from the lawsuit to help seed a legal fund for residents of Connecticut. Connecticut residents are currently going through many violations of their rights by overzealous LEOs who wish to restrict their Second Amendment and, in my case, Fourth Amendment rights. Mr. Walters, I'm writing you in the hopes that in the near future you will assist me in making this case very open to the public and to the growing and awesome Armed American Radio audience. I am going to need a lot of help to really get things rolling here in Connecticut, and I can't think of anyone who is a better champion of rights than you are. Could you please assist me in filling my prescription for freedom? Respectfully, Rich. Rich, I have your phone number. I'm going to call you this week. That's a great letter. Congratulations to you. You are a patriot for doing what you're doing. It takes an awful lot of guts to put yourself out there like that and lead the charge. As someone who used to live in Connecticut many years ago, I actually graduated high school up there. Believe me, you know, that whole Northeast quadrant has just got a lot. It just needs an awful lot of work. You continue to vote for Barney Frank, you get Barney Frank. You continue to vote for Schumer, you get Schumer. You continue to vote for Blumenthal, you get Blumenthal. For crying out loud, at some point we have to wake up. George, come in and stop me.
Oh, man. You know,
we've had cases like that before, even here in Utah on campuses where they've passed a law where you can carry on campus. And there was a student, and these videos are on YouTube, where he's carrying open, but the cops are badgering him so much that the cops are basically creating the disruption. They're creating the disorder because they're badgering this guy who is within his legal right. The cops don't want any question or anything that questions their authority.
Now hold it. Now I want to. I don't want to take issue with what you said. What I want to do is issue kind of a correction on the air here, respectfully, and that is that, as Rich just mentioned, and you know, law enforcement who wish to restrict their Second Amendment, and in my case, Fourth Amendment rights. I'm not convinced that law enforcement wants to restrict the Second Amendment. What it is in places like Connecticut, in places like New Jersey, in places like New York, who have had freedoms repressed for so long, it is part of their DNA. They don't know the law. It is not usual to see someone carrying openly in the state of Connecticut. I can assure you that. Not like it would be in Georgia or Arizona or Utah. So I don't think that they're restricting that. I think what it is it's just a lack of knowledge. Real quick, George, you agree with that or not?
I do, but there are those law enforcement officers out there that give the rest of them a bad name.
You better believe it. Hey, thanks for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. Network? What? It's the Armed American Radio Network. We're going to be back next week with, oh man, it's going to be another good one too. Ooh, you don't want to miss it. Every week, carry on, carry off, and carry everywhere, my friends. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Lisa, this is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.